But today, if you were here with us last week or last couple weeks, we've been talking about heaven's blessing seed, which is Christ Jesus. That was the first message on December. And then last week, we talked about practicing the presence of the Word. Don't never forget that. Practice His presence. How do I practice? I talk to Him. I walk with Him. I shout. I cry with Him. Amen? Because Jesus, when he was here on this earth, He shed tears.
Yes, He did.
But He also said, weeping shall endure for the night, but joy shall come in the morning.
Yes.
So because He knew on that night was only going to last for a certain amount of time.
Yes.
And if you continue to cry out before the Lord, you will have joy.
Amen.
Amen. And joy is not a feeling. Joy is a part of your spirit.
Yes.
Your born-again spirit is on the inside of you, and you got to let your body know it's in there. No matter what you're dealing with, you got to say, joy. I got joy, unspeakable and full of glory because of what Jesus had gave me, His life story. Amen? And it's a verb. Joy is a verb. It ain't something. It's something you got to rejoice, Paul said. And again, I say, rejoice. Fill yourself with God's joy. In other words, get it out on the outside. And you got to do this. You got to practice this, not Sunday, but Sunday, Monday through Saturday. Amen? You got to practice His presence by faith. Everything we do in the Christian life, and there's churches all around the world this week and next week, we're celebrating Christ's birth.
Yes.
But not only His birth, His life and His death and His resurrection. Amen. We celebrate all of those. But had He not came, there would be no salvation. There would be no redemption. There would be no churches full of joy. Now, today we're going to walk in peace. We're going to talk about walking in peace. Amen. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Actually, it says among men. We talked about that last year, how that when Jesus came, peace on earth, the angels declared, goodwill among men. Well, look around the world. Is there peace on this earth? No, there's turmoil, there's wars, there's fighting. But the peace wasn't to men, it was from God to man. In other words, that war is over. The sin, the separation from God was over. Because God gave His Son to reclaim His children. Amen. I'm looking at a lot of children out here. I'm not looking at ages, I'm looking at children, God's children. And when He sees you, He don't see age. All He sees is His children. Amen. We're all in different levels of growing in faith. But God says He comes down and He meets you at whatever level you are and He'll take you as far as you want to go.
Amen.
Amen. I know Enoch walked with God and he was not because God took him. Why did He take him? Because He said he had this testimony. He pleased God.
Yes.
Took him off of this earth.
Yes.
A man alive just took him.
Yes.
God, there's all things are possible with God.
Amen.
Yes.
Now Enoch's got to come back. He's got to come back. God's going to bring you back, and He's going to have a story. He's going to have a testimony to tell. He's going to declare, talks about it in the Revelation. He's going to declare some things. Amen. Enoch's coming back. Elijah's coming back. Amen. Their body's got to die. They're coming back, but they're going to declare some things. Well, we got something to say today. You know what we can do? We can walk in peace. Until all that happens, until Jesus returns, because He's coming back. He's coming back for His bride. Amen. Until He comes back, Jesus said, the works I've done, you do.
Amen.
Walk in love, walk in joy, and walk in peace. Peace is not a feeling, just like joy is not a feeling. Peace is a choice that's on the inside of you. No matter what's happening around you, you've got peace. Amen. So this morning, we're going to come out of the book of Isaiah. We've got a few scriptures here, but Isaiah 26, verses 3 and 4. I caught a little frog, but I think it's his tie. I think his tie's got me so... I got my shirt so tied up here. I think I can't breathe. I'm going to have to get me a little bit shirt that's a little bit looser next. I might just have to take this thing off, Terry. Praise the Lord. Isaiah chapter 26. Thank you. I'm going to start verse 1. This is a song. Say song. This is a song of salvation. Salvation. There's none other salvation in one man, the man Christ Jesus. There's no other name under heaven by which men must be saved than under Christ Jesus. No other way. No other way. He is the way. Isaiah prophesied and said, in that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judea. 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 That sounds like something Barney Fife would say. Juanita. Oh, Juanita. I love Barney Fife. I love me some Barney Fife now. What do you think, Mark? Barney, he still needs some vocal lessons, though. So does the pastor. In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judea. Which means, come on, help me. Praise. See, when you sing something, you need to be singing something that's going to make this praiseworthy to God. Don't sing them old sad songs. Oh, them sad songs. You know what? I can't even remember those sad songs because I tore them out of my vocabulary. But there's a lot of sad songs that ain't the song of praise. Amen? Don't sing what you're going through. Sing who's getting you through there. Amen? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he's with me. That's why I can walk through is because he's with me. If you're not walking with Jesus, you're going to be stuck in the valley of the shadow of death. Because see, the Son, the S-O-N, is the one that casts that shadow off of you. Amen? In him, there is no shadow or turning of darkness in God in heaven. Jesus brings light and salvation to all men. The interest of his word, it says, brings light. And when there's light, there's healing. See, because any kind of form of sickness is darkness. And it did not come from God. It came from Lucifer who rebelled and became Satan. The prince of darkness. He's not the prince of peace. So anything you're not experiencing is darkness in your life. Jesus redeemed you from it. He's shown his light on that situation. But you got to walk with him. You got to walk with the Lord. Talk with the Lord. You got to let him bring you out of that. Amen. Isaiah said, as singing this song, we have a strong city. God will appoint salvation for walls and bulwarks. Open the gates. So you got to open your heart. Open the gates that the righteous nation which keeps the truth may enter in. That the truth may enter in. You will keep him in perfect peace. Say peace.
Peace.
Perfect peace. Whose mind is stayed on you. See, that's a choice you got to make. Number one, peace on earth is possible. You're a Christian. Just because you're a Christian doesn't mean you're going to experience God's peace. Amen. We got to fight. It's called the fight of faith. I've got peace. And devil, you ain't stealing my joy, you ain't stealing my hope, and you're not stealing my peace. There's a lot of fruits there he wants to eat. He wants to take off of your tree. But see, it's the tree of life. Jesus gave it. It's not the devil's tree. That's your tree. Amen. Life. Jesus said, I came to give life, not death. He came to give life and destroy him who had the power of death. That was, see, past tense, was the devil. He don't have that power anymore. Amen? But he wants to deceive you to think that he still does. But that's when Jesus has got to come out of your mouth, the words of Jesus. Peace on earth is possible. One, I got to keep my mind focused on his word. There's a lot of promises in this book, the words of God. Not all these words are from God. They're inspired and written for our examples. Don't go to the book of Job and just read a couple chapters and think you're gonna experience life. Because see, that was some people that thought they knew about God and couldn't understand what was happening. And we talked about this about Sunday night. So you got to read the whole book. See, I messed up when I was in school. Of course, I graduated. I might have passed. That don't mean I learned any. I didn't learn much. Book report, I'd read the front of the book and the back of the book, and I'd give my report on it. And a lot of times I'd pass just because, like one of my sons, I think we're kind of geared the same way. I didn't really like reading back then, but I knew a little bit of stuff. So I could make it sound real good. I didn't get a real high grade letter, but I passed. Lord, I don't know how I did it, but I passed. But you've got to study. We heard this morning. You've got to study the Word of God so you know what's right and what's wrong. What did God say? What did Job say? What did Job's friends thought they knew say? But see, they're examples. Go to the end of the book of Job, chapter 42, and God shows up and said, "Hal, stand up. Let me tell you something. What you've been saying about me ain't right. What do I do? What do I do?" I remember Peter, when he preached his first message, they looked down there and said, what must we do now? Peter said, repent. Change your mind. So your mind, our mind has to be focused. He'll keep him in perfect peace whose mind is focused on thee. Change what you thought. See, I don't like this tie too much, but I got to change my thinking because people bought it for me. They want me to wear it. They love me. It's an expression of love for me. Amen. So I got to change my thinking. This is love tie. This is a love tie. I had to repent. Say, Lord, people bought this for me. They want me to express love in this church. Amen. So I wear this tie. I don't care if it don't look the best or don't match the best. If God says do it, do it. If it's going to get you something, if it's going to help somebody, love. Love is the key principle. Amen. So we got to keep our mind focused on love, the word, the promises, love. What would love do? And not my circumstances. That's the hardest. A lot of times, you know, your circumstances, well, how can I do this? You know, I'm not even experiencing this in my life. I don't have this victory in my life. How can I do? You do what the word says and you will experience victory. But you got to do it before you experience the victory. Because faith gives substance to things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So just because you're going through something, if you're believing God, know that you're in faith. And something's happening. Yes. Something is happening. A spiritual force is happening, man. And you can, that's how you can have peace. If you can't have peace if you don't know nothing's happening.
That's right.
If it's going from worse to worse. And I've been in situations where I didn't have God. I was without hope in the world. And I was in a hopeless situation in my family before, underneath my dad, who was real abusive and alcoholic. And, man, we was in fear. We was in darkness. We was in despair. I loved going to school just to get away from my house because I didn't know if daddy was going to come in drunk, beat us up, beat mama up, all kind of stuff. But I had friends, Christian friends at school. I can remember things. They'd invite me over and let me come over and have a meal. And I heard the gospel. I saw the gospel. As a kid, I'm learning. I know there's a God. I just didn't have the information how to get to him. Had wrong information. You can have a lot of information, but if it ain't the right information, you'll be in the valley of the shadow of death. Amen. But there was people praying. Amen. Prayer is powerful. So peace on earth that Christ bought for us, is possible if we keep our mind focused on the word, on the promises, and not on your circumstances. You're always going to have circumstances. I don't care. As long as we're in this world, Jesus said, you're going to have tribulations,
yes.
Testing, trials. And remember, the tribulation is not coming from God. But it's coming for the word because it's trying to get that word, that trial is trying to get the word out of you.
Yes.
That God, but you got to have the word on the inside of you.
Amen.
And see, that's a good point. Just think sometimes. Sometimes we try to evaluate, well, Lord, I've been in the Word a long time studying. This guy over here, man, he's not going through some persecution like I've been going through persecutions. What's going on? But see, how much Word has he got in him? Because see, don't compare yourselves among yourselves. Why, man, his life seems victorious, but I'm kind of, man, I've been studying. See, it ain't about me. It's about Christ in me. And see, if you're not in the Word and you're trying to look at somebody else and determine why they got victory and why you don't, you need to go to the Word. Because see, that person might have more, has studied and put the Word on the inside, and the Word's what's going to change your life.
Yes.
The Word's what's going to change your circumstance. It's the hope of glory, Christ in me.
Yes.
So see, that's the answer to a lot of questions, is you just got to put more Word in. You want more apples in your applesauce or in your apple pie, you better get some trees planted. I heard this past week about the Christmas trees being in kind of a shortage because back when 2008 was around, you know, people wasn't buying a lot of Christmas trees. Not a lot of joy going around. Didn't have a lot of money. Why would we need a tree? Well, hope shouldn't be in that tree anyway. It should be in Jesus.
Right.
Whether you got a tree or not, if you got Jesus, you got joy. You got hope. You got peace. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank God we can put a tree up that represents Christmas. It points to Christ. Amen.
Yeah.
But if I don't, look, Charlie Brown, he didn't have so much of a tree, did he? That song, that came from Charlie Brown Christmas. But Linus had the message. He had the message of hope. His security was in his blanket, but if you knew Linus and sit down and talk with him, his hope was in, his security was in Jesus. Now, I got a blanket, I got some problems, but praise God, I got Jesus. And when somebody needs my testimony, I put down my blanket and I tell them about Luke, the Gospel of Luke. This is what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. Amen. Don't look at people's blankets, their insecurities, amen. If they got Jesus, they just need more Jesus. More Jesus. And those insecurities will start falling by the wayside. And one day you'll stand in a microphone and you'll be able to declare the gospel. This is what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. See, the Schultz had a vision of what Christ was all about. And he wrote about it in cartoons. Amen? What's your story? What you want to do? What are you doing? You might like to make sweaters or just put your monogram, put your logo, put your word to it. Amen? A creative idea. What do you want to do for Jesus? Amen?
Amen?
Walk with him. Talk with him. Peace, you've got it. Focus on the word. And all I got to do, I will have to stay in faith. You got to stay in faith. I'm going to have to do this. To operate in peace, I got to do that by faith.
Yes.
By faith, I mean you got to see the end of the promise that God has put in your heart.
Yes.
And by faith, walk it out until you see it with your eyes, until you touch it with your hands. That's what Mary did. That's what Mary did when Gabriel brought that message to her. Those were prophecies that Isaiah prophesied, that all the prophets prophesied unto Mary. Came to her and said, Mary, highly favored of God. You're going to conceive in your womb. You're going to bring forth Emmanuel. You're going to bring forth Jesus.
Yes.
Mary didn't say, well, let me get my all these things I've done in my life that ain't, I'm not worthy of all this. She didn't start evaluating her situation, her circumstance on this message. No, she said, be it unto me.
Amen.
Be it unto me. I think she'd been in the Word. I think she had spent some time because she was highly favored.
Yeah.
Now, she was in faith. She was trusting. In the Old Testament, trust means faith. She was trusting in these promises. She'd been taught at home about God and about His Word and about His law. And it was holy. And God chose her. Amen? Chose her to carry His Son. Not her son. God's Son. See, think about that as a mother. You carry a child for 9 months, mothers, and you got to understand that's not your child. That's God's son. But think of the great honor to be able to carry that son. Amen? Because, see, she would have to give that son as a sacrifice for all mankind. Amen? That's love. Mary loved Jesus. God loved Jesus. God loved the world. Amen? And He gave us Jesus. That's the only way peace could come. And it takes faith. It takes faith when God says, now, Mary, you've got to give Him back to me. She pondered all these things in her heart when those angels came and saying that He would be the Savior that would take away the sins of the world. Mary's like, well, this is my son. I'm carrying this son. See, she pondered all these things. Man, God favored her and gave her the grace and gave her the place. But Mary still had to call Jesus her Savior and her Lord.
Yes.
Mary was still a sinner. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. A sinner carried God's Son. So see, sin is not the problem. It's Jesus. If you don't have Jesus, that's where you're missing the mark. Because see, Mary, she was a sinner, but she carried the promise of God for 9 months and delivered, amen, and delivered Him to the world.
Yes.
So see, don't get caught up in all this sin. Well, I can't do this because I got sin in my life. God can He's already taken care of the sin. All you got to do is carry His Spirit on the inside of you. See, this body is dying. This flesh is, I'm born again. I say, I'm born again. But the outward man's perishing, but my inward man is getting newer, growing stronger day by day. See, this is just what you see up here. This is not me. This is not the real me. This is not what God created me to be on the outside. Because if it was the real me, I'd never be aging. I'd be just like I was whatever age Adam was. And Jesus left here about 33 and a half years old. That's what I think we're all going back to. I think that's the prime of life. For eternity, we're going to hit that 33 and a half. And that's it. That's as far as you get to go as far as the flesh. But we're putting on glorified bodies.
Amen.
These bodies have got to be changed into His image and into His likeness. He created us in that in the beginning. And that's what we're going back to. See, because of the curse in the earth, where did man's body come from? But where does the spirit come from? It came from God. So see, this body's got to be changed back into that image. This dirt's got to be changed into His image. A glorified image, just like the body that Jesus has now that can walk through walls, can appear, can shoot through the galaxy. Amen? Superman. Somebody's wearing that Superman. Hey, we're going to leap tall buildings in a single bound one of these days, Alan. We got to get rid of this body, though. We got to get out of this body. Don't try to do that right now. Superman is fiction. Fictional. Jesus is the real deal. Amen. So when we get that body, look out. Look out. Amen. But before then, we can still walk in peace. And we still walk in victory and walk in health. If we stay focused on the real me. On the inside. See, peace is on the inside. It's in my spirit, my born-again spirit that is created in righteousness. Yes. His righteousness. Amen? You've been sealed. You know, think about all these pretty Christmas presents. Got all these pretty bows on them, different color bows. And it's such a pretty present until it all gets tore up and messed up. You know, you open it up to get what's on the inside. I'm trying to get to what's on the inside. See, we're just a package. But the real stuff is on the inside. See, God put our spirit on the inside of man. See, the world couldn't see peace when Jesus was born. They couldn't see peace when Jesus was baptized in the Jordan. John could, because he had a feeling of the Holy Ghost when he was in Elizabeth's belly because of joy. Amen. Because of what Mary came in and the babe leaped in her womb and was filled. John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Ghost while he was in the womb. And it was that same anointing that hit him when he saw Jesus coming down to the Jordan to get baptized. It wasn't an emotional feeling. It was a joy in his spirit. Yeah. There he is. That's the Lamb of God. That's what my whole purpose was, to prepare the way for the Lamb of God that would take away the sins of the world. And John got happy. He got happy, man. Because what he had heard, he could now see with his eyes. All the world couldn't see it. John saw it. John prophesied of it. And then John declared it. And then Jesus said, John, baptize me now so that all righteousness can be fulfilled. See, John wanted Jesus to baptize him. Jesus said, no, you're worthy of this, John. God chose you for this purpose. You do it according to righteousness. Because one day I'm going to, well, John got... He got martyred, but he would have got baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. But John still had some fire, amen? He had fire in his belly. He didn't have the Holy Ghost within, but he had the Holy Ghost within him, amen? It was anointed. He was anointed by the Holy Ghost and power. But he was filled with that spirit when he was in the womb. Why is life so important in the womb? Because it's God's life, amen? We are pro-life. We are for life, amen? Thank you, Lord. Peace on earth is possible. Keep our mind focused on the Word, on His promises. Every day, Mark, Jesus is my wife's healer. She's not going to be healed. She's not getting healed. She is healed. And so you got to see that in your spirit, man. In the Word of God, you see it. Jesus, 1 Peter 2:20 says that by the stripes that was put on His back, He took those sins on His body on the tree, that we being dead to sins, we could live unto righteousness. And by His stripes, we were healed. Amen. Were. Peter looked back to his Savior on that cross. And he prophesied to us and said, by His stripes, we were healed. And see, that's what we got to understand is healing is a part of the atonement. Once you get born again, it's on the inside. Yes. And the way we get it on the outside, and we all have to walk this walk of faith. No matter what stands before us, God stands with us. I said, no matter what stands before us, God stands with us. Amen. And we got to declare Him in our life. Amen. We got to declare healing. The Bible says the up until John the Baptist, the kingdom of God, it suffers violence. But then the violence, we got to take it by force. Yeah. Man, we can't just roll over. Like an old dog, you give him a treat, you teach that dog, roll over. Well, roll over. That dog knows if I roll over, I'll get something. Well, the devil knows if we roll over, we ain't getting it. Amen. So he's trying to get us, roll over. He'll bait you out here. He'll bait you out here. You don't need to do that. He'll bait you. But Jesus said, don't never run from the devil.
Amen.
Get behind you. Get behind me, Satan. Amen. So you got to enforce that. And don't let these little things and little things and little things. No, you stand for the little things too, because those little things try to get a hold of you and hit you all at once with the big thing. Amen. So even the little things. So peace is possible if we do those too. Stay in faith. How do we obtain this peace? Peace is not determined by the absence of trouble, but rather by experiencing, remember we're talking about experiencing the presence of the Word, by experiencing the presence of God, which is the Word. Peace is not determined by the absence of trouble, but rather by experiencing the presence of God. If I will choose to walk with God every morning, I will walk in peace, because I'm walking with God. And there's peace in God. The kingdom of God is, what is the kingdom of God? Right there it is. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. But remember, it's not a feeling. It's a force. It's a spiritual force. Look, I got a little friend. See this little ladybug flying on my finger. Look at that. Be free. We have inhabited some ladybugs. Hey, we have authority over everything that creeps on earth. You know that, don't you? So I took authority. Fly, be free. That bug just experienced peace. Just experienced peace. See, because Jesus was crushed so that I wouldn't have to crush that bug. Amen. He was crushed. He was wounded so that I wouldn't have to be wounded or crushed. See, you got to release peace to experience peace. You got to release. Now, if that had been a stink bug, I might have had a different theory about that bug. But I don't want to crush that stink bug. He released something. He released a big old stink. Hey, God created that bug. But that bug has inherited the curse that we inherited in this earth too, amen. I'm not saying he's not a stink bug, but I leave that between God. See, that came from God, not from me. But that bug came from the earth. He came from the dust of the ground. And that bug is different than you. That bug don't have a spirit, but you do. Amen. Because see, God didn't breathe into the stink bug, he breathed into Adam. He breathed into Adam. So you got to love your wife better than you love your dog. Amen. There's a different type of love there, brothers and sisters. No, you can't love your dog more than you love your wife. Well, if you're not married, you can't love your dog more than you love your mom and dad. But you better not love them nobody more than you love Jesus. Amen. Because that's what's going to bring you peace. That's what will bring peace in your home, is the love of God. Demonstrated by walking it out. Walking it out means you got to turn some things off in your life. Some TV stations got to be turned off. Some radio stations got to be turned off. Some books got to be thrown out and got to be replaced. They got to be replaced with some good stuff, man. Amen. Of what God and His kingdom, righteousness, peace, and joy. That's what I want in my house. So I got to have it in my. That's the atmosphere we got to create. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I got to walk with the Lord. I got to choose to walk with Him every morning, and I will walk in peace. Then, to get to the full benefit of that peace, I have to walk in love with those around me 24/7. Lewis was preaching this morning. Bless those that curse you. There's a lot of people, when you're in peace, they ain't in peace. And they want you to get rid of your peace. They won't give you a piece of what they got.
Yeah.
Anger. And I was just working, you know, and it's just an example. Working out here in the world, you know, I'm in there working on the stove, and I hear this awful stuff coming out of the bedroom, and it's the Marvy, I can't remember the name. It's terrible. I mean, people paid to fight and say, you're sleeping with my ex-wife, all this stuff. It's out there. It's on TV. And I'm like, man, Lord. See, I that's not in my house anymore. It's just strife and anger and just flying through the airwaves, words coming out of the TV, coming out of people's mouths, bitterness. And people wonder why the shape they're in. But see, but the guy in there, you know, he's a truck driver. He's in there sleeping, but he's got this turned on. There's no peace. I don't care. You might think you might be feeling good sleeping, but there's no peace in your life if you're going to let that in your home. You're going to have turmoil. That's a spiritual force working right there. Amen. You're letting it just come into your house. Barney said, Barney said, you got to nip it in the bud. Real quick. I had a pastor to taught me that. Man, this is a blessed church. We walk in unity, walk in love here. Does that mean we're walking perfectly? No. But you can stay in unity and still not agree with everybody, still stay in unity, right? You might not agree with everything and the way we were presented up here, but you, if the spirit of it is right, you can stay in unity. Amen. Because that's what makes us all special, is being different but being one. Come on, we're talking about God now. Being the Trinity, the different, three different but one. Jesus operated different than the Father. The Father operated different than Jesus, and the Holy Ghost, He's there to represent them all. But they do it all in the Spirit. Same Lord, same Spirit, same baptism. But did it differently. Amen? It'd be a sad story if everybody looked like me, talked like me, walked like me. My wife was talking about the way I walk last night. We had a Christmas get-together. She ain't in there, is she? I can talk about her. It'd be good things, but we was just reminiscing. Everybody else had left, and just a couple of us hanging around. We was talking about the way we used to look. And she said, yeah, I remember back when I was first dating Robert. He was tall, skinny, and lanky. Because she was talking about Rowan. She was talking about who resembles who. And pretty much Rowan resembled more of me because he's kind of, I ain't going to call him lanky. He's kind of, he's built right now. Got some abs and fine specimen of a male specimen. See, and they said that's the way I used to look, but they called me tall, skinny, and lanky. See, you can change the way you say it, make it sound a little bit better, can't you, Reed? So, an image that I had that, amen. But that's all I'm gonna say about that. So, to get the full benefit of this peace, we gotta walk in love, walk in peace with others. We need to give them some of your peace. Give some others some of your peace. Amen? Let them know why you're in peace. Hebrews 12:14 says, follow peace with all men. Follow peace with all men. Amen? That doesn't mean all men is going to follow you in peace, but if you've got peace, you can follow all men and stay in peace. Even if you're in a place where God doesn't have you, that's not your destiny. That's not where you're supposed to be. Walk in peace. Walk in peace with all men. I'll get you. He's trying to get you to your destiny. But you got to start by faith. And if you're taking notes, one thing you got to do is you got to send anxiety packing. You got to get fear out the door. You got to get the fear out of your life. How? Because Jesus, our Prince of Peace, made a way for us to experience His peace. Jesus made that way. How can I get rid of fear? Let the Prince of Peace rule and reign in your life. Because, I mentioned a while ago, Jesus was wounded for our transgressions. It's hard to be at peace when you're battling something in your body. I said it's hard to try to get in there sometimes. You're battling things in your body, but you've got to fight that. You've got to resist that, and you've got to say that Jesus was wounded for my transgressions. He was crushed, and this is the Isaiah 53:5, the Amplified. He was crushed for our weaknesses and our wickedness, for our sin, our injustice, our wrongdoing. Jesus took that. The punishment required for our well-being fell on Him. Our punishment came on Jesus on that cross for everything that I messed up. God's not punishing you. He gave us His peace. He gave us Jesus. Amen? That war is over. And by His stripes, by those wounds that were inflicted on His body, that's how my body receives healing. It receives from the Spirit. See, everything that we're in here, everything was created from a spiritual force. When God said, and this is awesome, if you go back and kind of read this, that when God said, light be, that wasn't the sun or the moon. That wasn't created till I think the fourth day or the third day. Light. In other words, get a picture of this. God is eternal. God is God. There is none above Him. And He spoke forth His presence out. Light. And in that light, everything came from. But it was just there. It was light. Until God took the light and made things out of it by what He said. Ain't that awesome? In other words, yeah, there was a great bang. It came out of God. God. When God said light, there's light. Everything in this universe is light. And out of that light, He made the stars and He made the heavens and He made the earth and He put them in place. Out of that light. Out of that light, He said, now let the earth. It's out of the light, He already spoke. Out of that light, let the earth come forth and let the seas and let them be separated. Everything He did, He said it so wonderfully, He didn't have to change it. He created everything. Where we are right now was created by Spirit. It was light. There's things, I mean, I'm not big in biology and science. Our scientists, we got some smart guys out there, but God is much smarter. They couldn't even understand and get underneath that microscope unless He gave them the wisdom how to create the microscope to see what's things you can't see with the natural eye. God gave all that wisdom. And there's so much more in there. There's so much we don't understand. But we don't get all out there in that realm, in the spirit realm. It was written for our benefit right here. In this book is all we need to know until Jesus changes us and we know all things. Now, we got all knowledge and everything in our spirit, but I don't have it up here in my head yet. See, my spirit's got to tell my mind what to do. See, this is not mind over matter what we teach you. This is spirit over mind. This is God-minded what we preach here. Everything I want you to know, it came from God. How do I get healed? You get healed by God. Amen. By doing it His way. His way is Jesus being crucified, being crushed, being destroyed on the cross for our sin. He became sickness. He became sin. He became rejected. He became the sacrifice.
Yes.
So that we could become the righteous of God in Him. That's the Christmas story.
Amen.
Amen. That's a story of hope.
Yes.
Hope. Thank you, Lord. But we got to send the anxiety. You might as well say anxiety always rooted in fear. Anything that is not of faith is fear. Two kingdoms there. Light, darkness. Faith and fear. And we have to think the way God thinks. The way God thinks. Jeremiah 29:11. One of my favorite thinkers. I know the thoughts, the Lord says. I think towards you, Ruthie. God thinks good towards you. Thoughts of peace. Amen. Wholeness. Wellness. God is thinking peace of you. Peace among you. Peace in you. Peace out of you. Amen. That's God's. I know the thoughts I think towards you. Peace and not of evil. Not of evil. To give you an expected end. 1 Corinthians 14:33 says, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. Amen. There's no peace in confusion. So if you have to read the book on Confucius, I've heard some of my kids have to go through college and read about Confucius. The root of that is confusion. This man was confused. Amen. He didn't have no peace if his root was confusion. Amen. Jesus is the truth. You can't stay in Christ and be confused. But you can't stay in the world and be in Christ. Amen. If you stay in this world and operate in this world, you're going to be confused. If you operate in the stock market, put your money in the stock market, and you don't have Christ in you, you're going to be up and down, just like the stock market. When you got lots of money, you're going to be up. But when they take your money, you're going to be down. But if you're in Christ and you got money in the stock market, He'll say, move it over here. Amen. He'll let you know. The Holy Ghost will say, move it. Because, see, that's not your money. It's God's money. He's given it to you. We're just a steward of everything He's given to us. And He wants you to prosper in the earth. So you got to know when to move and you got to know when to take it. And all that gets out. I don't work in the stock market, but I got 401k. And God's working on my retirement. He's working some things in my life that I can't even see. Because that's, man, you got that, God. I just worship you, praise you, and He works things out. Amen. And I got peace. I'm not relying on Social Security. I mean, thank God you got, when you get old, you got Social Security, but you got Jesus. Amen. If Social Security quit, he'll get you something somewhere else. But even with the Social Security, I like to say he can give you more. Amen. Because see, that's what the government, that's what you put in comes back to you. But what about God? God gives a multiplication. The government don't like to multiply Social Security, do they? They like to tax it and take it. And but God likes when you give to him, when he brings it back to you. So thank God for your check coming in, but thank God that your check in heaven is always multiplication. Amen. When you give up here, now you got confidence that Social Security is not going to go, because, hey, God's got you covered both ways. But be looking for more. Amen. Don't get stuck. Don't limit God's what I'm trying to say. Amen. I mean, I put into the system, and the system's going to bring back to me. But that ain't all I'm relying on. Amen. I'm relying on God. He's my provider. Thank you, Lord. God's not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. This is the way God thinks. Proverbs 16:7, when a man's ways please the Lord. Lewis, you talked about that this morning. Who are we here to please? Don't come to church to please me, the pastor. Come to church to please God. And if you please God, you're going to please your pastor. Amen. That's just the way it works. That's the way it works. And I thank God for you. You know what I'm saying. Come here bringing something. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Bringing in what God's given you. See, you brought all this food in this morning. I'm going to get to enjoy my part. I brought my wife's cooking. She brought her. But we're going to all have a good time together. Coming to the house rejoicing. And if you didn't bring food, you brought you. Hey, that's the most important part. But we'll make sure there's some food for you. See, we don't look down if you didn't bring something. We thank God you're here. Amen. And if you ain't got nothing and you come and receive something, God's going to get you something. Amen. That's what about church is all about. If I ain't got nothing and you come to church, I'm going to learn how to get something. And I get it by giving. I give my time at church. See, God's looking at your heart. Peace, man, that's peace. When a man's ways please the Lord, he'll make even his enemies. Anybody got any enemies in here? Oh, you got enemies you don't know about yet. So be preparing right now to bless them. Be thinking right now how I can bless my enemy. The best thing is the words that come out of your mouth. Or sometimes not the words you don't speak out of your mouth. When they're giving you up and down, you just smile and give them Jesus. Hey, you can say, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. That's all you got to tell them. That right there will be enough to keep heap coals of fire on their head. If they ain't serving Jesus and they want to get strife to you, say, I don't want that on my plate. Hey, I know what it brings. It brings death. See, because the wages of sin, wages of that stuff eventually is going to be a paycheck. Yes. I don't want that. I want life on my paycheck. Life. Yes. Amen. Yes. They put on the cereal box, why can't I put it on my check? Every time I give to the church right in there, life. It's bringing me life. Yes. And peace and joy. Put a little memo down there if you need to. It ain't going to the treasurer, it's going to God. Amen. Write your own ticket. We got that book in there. Write your own ticket. As I'm giving, yeah, I'm believing God for this. I'm believing God for that. We're getting ready to change and get into the new year. We're going to express some thoughts. The Lord's going to give me something how we'll express what we want to do for, what we believe God can do for us in 2018, what we can do for him and what he can do for us. Amen? Because we got to have a vision. If I don't give you something to believe for, you just be believing for anything. And that's okay, too. I mean, if you got some good thoughts, I'd say, hey, believe. Don't just the vision I give you. God will give you other little things that will help that vision. Amen? Because you got a lot of things. God's got a lot of things he needs to get to us. They're just sitting there waiting on us. Angels are sitting there sometimes just waiting with their wings folded, waiting for us to declare, be it unto me. That angel, the Holy Ghost, put that seed and put the word in Mary's womb when she said, be it unto me. See, first thing you got to know is God wants you to have it. God wanted Mary to carry his son. God wants you to carry his promises to others. Yeah. To Bethlehem, to Judea, to Samaria, to Concord, to Canapolis. Take his seed, take his promises and sow it. Yeah. Right in the middle of all this chaos. Sow peace. Amen. We're coming to the conclusion here. When you start operating in these promises, we can live in undisturbed peace. But we must choose every day not to listen too much about what's going on in North Korea or South Korea or the peninsula, but what's going on in heaven. Because Jesus said, you're going to have wars and rumors of war. See, a rumor is something that hadn't happened yet, but it's going to happen. Jesus said there's going to be wars and rumors of war, but let not your heart be troubled. Peace. Because Jesus said, I give you my peace. That comes from the kingdom of heaven, not this world. That in this world you can have peace. That no, if they fire a nuclear bomb, the Bible says, the Word says that man's not going to destroy this earth, God will. So I don't believe in a nuclear holocaust. I believe in Jesus, the Father, destroying this earth, but taking His church out of it, taking us out of it before all that happens. Now, that was a kind of a pastor's opinion, but I'm just going by the Word. God's going to destroy this earth, but not me. Amen? Because He's not going to kill His kids. That's why Jesus came, to save us from that hour, that great destruction that's going to come on the earth. When the Bible says men for fear run and hide because Jesus is coming. I was running from God. I ran to Him. We're coming with Jesus one day. Because He's bringing that destruction on all the ungodly on the earth. We're not going to be here, but we're going to be coming with Him in clouds of glory to bring forth. It's got to be shut down. This thing's got to be, it's got to get out of here. This earth's got to be destroyed. But not by man. I believe the Word of God. Amen. And God has manifested His presence to me. I just don't believe this just because I believe it. I believe it because I know it. I go past believing to knowing it. And I know whom I have believed. And He has kept me from that hour and kept me from that day. He has sealed me with His Holy Spirit. And if you've received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you can have peace in the midst of war. Amen. I haven't been in the battle, but I'm in a battle now. I wasn't in the army, but I am one now. I'm wearing an ARMI badge up here. This is Associated Related Ministries of Internationals. Andrew Womack Ministries. I got some help. In other words, they're a ministry that help pastors if you need some information. You know, you've never pastored a church before, and we got some tips for you. And I joined it. Amen. I get to wear the pin now. Amen. But we are, whether you've ever been in the military, you get born again, you're in the army. You are a soldier of the cross. Amen. And we got all the tools and equipment we need to get the job done. And it comes through Jesus. He is the commander. Last point, always let peace be your umpire. If you ever play baseball, whatever the ump says, go. I don't care if you get there and argue, put your face up against his face. And don't let him pull that thing off. You get back there, and once he's pulled the mask off, don't you be spitting in his face. He's going to throw you out the ball game. Because, say, the umpire, it means that's it. When he says strike two, that's strike two. You can argue it all day long, but once that umpire has made a decision, it's got to stand. Umpire. The Bible says in Colossians 3:15-16, let the peace of God rule, be the umpire. Let the peace be the final, that's it, that's the final authority. Jesus said peace. I'm going to have peace. The doctor says you got diabetes, I got peace. Jesus is my healer, I don't receive diabetes. Hey, this is what Jesus is saying now. You gotta let the Word of God rule. Be the umpire. Amen? Don't let it be your empire. Don't let the negative word be your empire. You build the empire on the kingdom of God. Let His Word rule. Amen? Let peace rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body. And be ye thankful. Thankful for all the circumstances? No, thankful that you have peace. You got Jesus, the Prince of Peace, on the inside of you. And He will steal the storm in your life if you declare, I'm going to the other side without diabetes, without cancer. I'm going to the other side. I'm going to preach this gospel, and I'm going to walk in health all the days I'm here until I decide I'm long life and I'm satisfied and I'm going home. Amen? Or until Jesus comes by the air. Peace. Be thankful. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. For He is good, and His mercy endures forever. The Scripture is God's signpost for guidance. This Scripture is God's signpost for your guidance. Where are you going? Amen. We're going down Peace Street today. And when I get to the end of Peace Street, I'm going to Joy. And when I get done with Joy, I'm going to go here and have me some joy, love. I'm going to operate in some love. I'm operating in love everywhere I go. See, signpost, guidepost. How do you make a decision in this? Well, do I have peace? Am I experiencing joy? I mean, is there joy on this? In your spirit, that's how you make a determination. I'm not going that way. That's not God's way for me. Amen? Oh, but you might double your income. The Bible says, I'd rather lose the whole world, save my soul. Should I gain the whole world and lose my soul? I mean, the kingdom of this world, this is not God's kingdom. But now I'm looking for God to bless me. Amen. But I'm just saying, is that God's will right now for your life? See, you got to make a decision, because a lot of times God's way is not man's way all the time. Because he'll bless you in ways, if you're trying to figure it out, a lot of times that's wrong unless you're really listening from God. Our conclusion today, and I put down here, this is kind of me as far as Poe is possible. Poe, P-O-E. Peace on earth. Edgar Allan Poe, remember? Hark the raven evermore. I learned a little bit in school, not a whole lot. Peace on earth is possible if we choose to take the Word of God and devour it. And let it devour you. Let it consume every fiber of your being. Is that easy? No. But it is possible that you can let the consuming fire of God consume every thought that is not His. And you know in the Bible it says, when God says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, says the Lord. My ways are not your ways, says the Lord. That's not God saying, I'm higher than you. I am El Shaddai. I'm all this. Yeah, He is that. But what He's saying is, man's thoughts are not the way I think. He's just saying, don't try to think this out on your own, Randy. In other words, get God involved in it. Because God's saying, my ways are higher. I know a better way, Randy. I know a better way, Reed. It's not that God's putting Himself up here. He wants you to be up here where He's at. That's what He's saying. My ways are higher than your ways, guys. Talk to me. Fellowship with me. Let me show you the right way. The best way. The God way. Amen? Because He wants to hear your... He wants God... The Bible says, come, let us walk. Let us reason together. Let us walk together. Talk together. God wants to hear your thoughts, man. He created you for fellowship. For fellowship. That's what we're here for. Fellowship. Have we got this, Kelsey? We got a song? And we sang a little bit of it. This whole message, we can walk in peace. Now, go tell it on the mountain.